Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Well, hello, hello there, superheroes in heels. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, your business bestie, your accountability advocate, and the woman who's been known to put some fun back into fundamental business skills. Welcome to the show that fiercely empowers women and celebrates the bold and brilliance of entrepreneurship everywhere. Today, we're talking about a superpower that doesn't even require a cape or a cosmic ray. It's accountability. So whether you're building your empire from your kitchen table or a corner office, accountability just might be the ultimate superpower suit that you need to put on over your cape. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my favorite tools, including Partner Up for Success method to help you harness accountability and what it really means. So grab a coffee, get your notebook, and maybe your favorite red lipstick, because, I mean, why not, really? And let's get ready to power up your business and your life. We're going to talk about accountability today. But let's start at the beginning. What is accountability, really? I mean, come on. When people hear accountability, quite often what they really hear is responsibility. And what I want to do today is kind of shift it up a little bit so that you can see the difference between responsibility and accountability. Accountability, it's not some scary business word that sneaks up when your to-do list is as long as your childhood diary. I mean, come on. Do ladies still write in diaries, young ladies? Anyway, simply put, accountability means owning your actions and your commitments. Whether you're high-fiving yourself for a win or dusting off your heels after a stumble, right? Accountability just means that you're owning your actions and you're owning the fact that you made some commitments and you're going to keep those commitments. Imagine telling your best friend that you're going to start walking at 6 a.m. You're going to do that to work out every day. But if you snooze through your alarm, you're probably going to get a, you know, hey, where's your gym selfie from your bestie faster than you can say leggings. Really, that's accountability in action. When you say you're going to do something and you have somebody hold you accountable for that, they're the person who are going to go, hey, what happened? Why didn't you make it? I didn't see the video. I didn't see a picture. Where's that selfie? Right? Think of it kind of like that invisible force that keeps you moving forward. I mean, even when Netflix, laundry, and self-doubt are plotting against you, come on. You can still have things keeping you move forward. And accountability is one of the biggest tools. Like my clients named me the queen of accountability like 15, 20 years ago, right? Because when we set goals in our coaching sessions, I made sure that they achieved them. Or if we didn't achieve it, we had to readjust some things to make it fit. But my main thing was, if you say you want it, then I'm going to help you get it. And so holding you accountable for that commitment, for that goal, for what you said you wanted to do, like that's my heart. That's my passion. Because when you do those things, you build your confidence, you build your skill set, you just feel so much better when you achieve things in life. And so for me, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I started doing accountability coaching. I even have clients who occasionally will call me up and say, hey, I just need an accountability partner for a month. Can we do that? And, you know, being an entrepreneur, I can decide what I want to do and what I don't want to do. And so for the right people, I absolutely will be their accountability person. You know, they pay for it. We get on a call every day or every week, depending on what they need, so they can get that goal quicker. That's what accountability is really for. Now, I do want to talk to you about breaking it down. There's two types of accountability, right? There's internal accountability and there's external accountability. Come on, you know the internal accountability. It's you versus you. It's that voice that says, hey, you promised yourself you're going to launch that website this month, right? And it nags. It's you're going to get that product out, that you're going to make that phone call, right? And you know what you need to do. And it refuses to let you off the hook, right? And sometimes she's a little sassier than a group text at midnight. I mean, come on. She'll wake you up and go, hey, remember? You said you were going to do this. You haven't done it yet. That's your internal accountability partner. And look, sometimes she's effective. And sometimes what happens is you go, oh, shut up. I need more sleep. Oh, hit the snooze button. Oh, I don't have time for that. Could you just be quiet? Stop guilt tripping me, right? Maybe that's the only talk that's going on in my head, but maybe some of you are like me out there. But the other one is external accountability. It's when you invite someone else to the party, in essence, right? They're like a business buddy, a coach, accountability partner, or even your own audience. They hold you to your word, right? And you do the same thing for them. That's that external accountability piece. It's mutual motivation, minus the guilt trips. Remember, you're already doing plenty of those. You don't need it from somebody else, right? Look, I know that when I started out, I thought I could do it all solo. I was a solopreneur, right? Spoiler alert, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be as successful as I am today by doing it all by myself, without having support, without having somebody hold me accountable to what it is that I said that I wanted to do. It wasn't until I started partnering up with other entrepreneurs that I truly, really leveled up. You know, think about that for yourself. Are there times when you've stepped up, moved up, done something completely different because somebody else said, hey, I thought you were going to do that, right? The goal for the external accountability is that we keep each other on track. We do regular check-ins, right? Whether it's weekly, daily, monthly, whatever that is. And maybe we send a few memes for motivation too. But why does accountability really matter, right? I think that this is something that a lot of people don't really understand. But if you think about it like this, motivation, you go to these events and you get all motivated and, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to get home and I'm going to do all these things. Well, motivation is like that double shot espresso, right? Gives you that quick buzz, but it doesn't last. It just doesn't. That's what motivation is for. Get you hyped, right? Accountability, on the other hand, that's like the bottomless coffee pot, right? It just keeps showing up, keep taking action and being the business that you dream of, right? Even on the days that you would rather binge watch cat videos. I mean, seriously, have you seen some of those things? My daughter is a cat lover. She's shown me a few. That's not who you want to be in the sense of, you know, watching videos. You don't want to be the espresso shot that looks really great for a minute and then kind of peters out. What you want to be is that constant, you know, natural caffeine, that bottomless pot of coffee, whatever that is. I don't even drink coffee, but I understand what the purpose of it is. Studies show that 65%, you're 65% more likely to meet a goal if you commit to somebody that you're going to do it. Okay? You just tell me, Kimberly, I'm going to do it. You're 65% chance of completing that goal. But your odds soar to 95% when you have regular accountability check-ins with somebody. I don't know about you, but those are better odds than finding a matching pair of socks on laundry day. I mean, seriously, when you can have an accountability partner, 30% increase of reaching your goals. I mean, if you really thought about it for a minute, That's huge. So whether you want to finish a course, create your own podcast, right? Just remember that you have to have accountability as your best friend. It really is important. I know many entrepreneurs tell me all the time, it's okay, Kimberly, I got it. I'm like, hey, would you like to have a, you know, would you like to create a coaching session time with me? No, that's okay. I got it. And then guess what? The next time I see them, they're in the same place. If you're tired of being in the same place, reach out and get support. Go to my website. Say, hey, let's have a conversation and see if it's a good fit. Right? It's not about me being right or smarter than you, because I don't believe that at all. But what I think is that if your odds are that you can reach your goal with a 95% chance of attainability, I mean, come on. Why wouldn't you want it? Okay. Think of accountability as your new best friend, right? That's what I want you to think about, because it really can be. Let me tell you this quick little story with my son. So I was teaching my kids accountability, and I think he was probably about, I don't know, maybe 14 or so. And I decided I wanted to get a new iPad. Now, this was a while ago, so bear with me. What I found is my kids are some of my best accountability partners, because I had made a declaration. I told my husband, look, I can go out and I can buy an iPad. That's easy peasy. But what if I set a goal that if I get 5 new clients this month, then I'm going to get an iPad? And we were sitting around the dinner table. I was talking about it. And my son says to me, you can do it, Mom. I'm like, thanks, buddy. Right? He's ready. So he starts, you know, we're going along, and like mid-month, he's like, well, how you doing, Mom? I'm like, oh, I have two new clients. He's, you got this, Mom. 3 more to go. Like, yep, that's what I got. End of the month. How many you got, Mom? I have 4. Pardon me. I said, I have 4. And he's like, you got 1 more to go. I said, yep. He's like, come on, Mom, you've got it. You got 1 more day. All right, all right. The next day, like, I'm still making phone calls all day. I'm trying to get that one new client, right? That last one, so I can get my iPad, and, you know, based on my goals. And I still hadn't gotten that new client, that 5th client. And it's dinner time. I mean, I was fixing dinner. I'm sitting at the dinner table now with my kids. And my son says, well, Mom, did you get your 5th client? He was so excited to celebrate with me. And I'm like, nope, not yet. He goes, seriously? I'm like, yep, seriously. I said, but the day's not over yet. I have till midnight. It's like, okay. Lo and behold, in the middle of our dinner, the phone rings. And I don't normally go answer my business phone. I do not normally answer the phone during dinner. It's my family time. And so the phone rang. And I was like, I looked at my family. I'm like, I got to go get that. And they're like, go. And I was like, okay. So I go and I answer the phone. Guess what? I got my 5th client, right? And my son had said earlier in the day something like, I guess you don't really want that iPad. And I was like, oh, you little punk, right? But I go back to the table and I'm like, come dancing in. And he's like, did you get your last one? I'm like, yep. He goes, oh, good, Mom. Now you can get your iPad. I'm like, yep. So, you know, it's just a fun little story, but, you know, we still remember it because he was excited for me. He wanted that accountability too. He wanted me to show him that I can do it, because what that did is it created the space for him to believe that he could do it as well. See, accountability does not have to be hard. It doesn't have to be tedious, right? We can have our kids are some of the best accountability partners we can get, right? And it's so much fun. One of the things that I do, this world is like so much around instant gratification, right? And we need to train ourselves to have delayed gratification. So think about it. We have so much credit card debt out in the world. And the reason we have credit card debt is because instant gratification. We buy it. Right? We have that gratification. The problem is that then it's time to pay the bill. The gratification is already left, right? now we have to pay this bill and we don't feel like it because we want the next instant gratification fix, right? And so we'll pay the minimum amount, or we bought way over our budget and now it's hard to pay that credit card back, right? It's the same kind of thing. So I have trained myself for delayed gratification. I remember I could afford to buy something at a jewelry store, but what I did is I put it on layaway. I made myself pay for it. I could have put it on a credit card at any time, right? I could have paid it off. But instead, what I did is I used a layaway plan. I gave myself 2 months to pay it off, right? Cash, right? And then I'd pick it up. I had full-on gratification and I didn't have a delay to pay it off, right? I didn't have to deal with that. That's creating internal accountability for yourself. But you can get other people to help you too. When I want to buy something big, I save for it. I work for it, right? I don't just throw it on a credit card and go, someday I'll pay it off. I'm like, right now I'm going to save. I did a full kitchen remodel that I had saved cash for, right? Like, I have instant gratification and I know that bill's paid, right? I mean, that's the kind of things that you want to look forward to in your business. I'm not against credit, utilizing it the right way. I love my credit cards. I put a lot on them and I pay them off every month. And if I don't, I pay them off within 2 months, right? Occasionally, there's a little hiccup there, right? Because I want the points, because that's how I make money. I can use those points to fly. I can use those points on my Amazon. I can use those points all over the place, right? That's me making more money, utilizing a system that's meant to keep people in debt. See, that's accountability, holding yourself accountable to what it is that you want, knowing I know what credit does, right? I know what the credit card does, but I'm not afraid to utilize it, because I have an accountability system. So let's talk about some of the rules of accountability, okay? Because there are some rules. Accountability, when it comes to accountability and having an accountability partner or setting up that partnership for accountability, is you have to be specific. If you say that you want accountability to like work on your business, right? It's really vague. Like, there's so much you could be doing, and you're always going to be working on your business. But what if you said, I need to write 2 blogs by Friday, or I have to record 3 podcasts by noon on Tuesday, right? That's superhero level clarity, okay? Is get really specific with what it is that you want. What do you want to be held accountable for? I want to pay off my credit card debt. No, I had a client, Amanda. She came to me, she said, I have $60,000 worth of credit card debt that I want to pay off. It was paid off in 10 weeks, right? Through accountability, through commitment on her part, right? I just got to be the person who said, okay, what do you mean you're not going to do that? I thought you wanted this debt paid off. You got this opportunity to make some money, but you don't want to do it? Tell me more about that. And that gal, let me tell you, whew, amazing woman. What did she do? She went deeper. She paid off $60,000 worth of debt in 10 weeks because she had the right accountability partner. She was very specific with what she needed to do. And guess what? It got done. One of my favorite debt success stories. The next rule, rule number 2, is you have to set deadlines. A goal without a deadline is just a wish. It's a hope, a wish, and a want. Put a date on it. Like I said, with Amanda, what we did is it was $60,000 in 10 weeks, right? 2.5 months to be out of that debt. Whew. Let me tell you, she worked her booty off, but she was able to do it. And we did it because we put a date on it. She had a target. She had a deadline. Most of us just have open-ended ideas of what we want to do. Yeah, we'll get specific. Hey, I want to do this business by Friday, right? I want to do the blog post by Friday. I want to do the podcast by Tuesday noon, right? See, there's a date and a deadline. So make sure that you do that. The next rule of accountability is to make it visible. And what that means is not sending it out to the whole wide world, right? What it means is tell someone what your goal is, or better yet, write it on your bathroom mirror, right? So that you see it every day and tell somebody what your goal is, right? A trusted advisor, somebody who is a friend who wants to see you win. Those are the people that you share that with. Rule number four is review your goal regularly, right? Check in. What's working? What's not working? Adjust your cape accordingly, ladies. Okay. What you have to understand is if you know that you have a goal, maybe your goal is to make $10,000 more this month. And if you know that you have 4 months or 4 weeks to do that in, right? You divide that 10,000 by four to understand that that's $2,500 a week that you need to make. Check in every week. Did I make my $2,500? If you haven't made it yet, well, guess what? The second week, now you're up to $5,000 you need to make to get to that goal at the end of the month. You have to review it regularly. Most people just like, okay, I didn't make it. But did you review along the way? Did you see how much further? I know people that'll set a goal, maybe it's for $10,000. And at the end of the month, they got to $9,000 because they didn't review and make those two extra calls that could have gotten them an extra $1,000 where they would reach that goal and make it happen. So I'm going to challenge you with these five rules is make sure that you're reviewing it. You're checking in on it and making sure what's working and what's not working. If your strategy is not working, you got to shift your strategy. And then the fifth rule is celebrate your progress. Small wins deserve applause. Maybe even a cupcake. I don't know. I don't eat cupcakes, but some people do. Right? Give me a gluten-free brownie and this girl is happy. My husband thought I was leaving secret messages for myself. Guess what? I was. He just didn't understand what my goal was. But hey, whatever it takes, ladies, whatever it takes. Okay, so I gave you the five laws, right? Or the five rules of accountability. Sorry, five rules of accountability. Let me give you a couple accountability laws. There's actually three accountability laws of accountability. So the first one is in order to be held accountable, the person has to have the capacity to do what's being asked. If someone isn't physically, mentally capable of performing a job or a task or achieving that goal, then understand that they don't have the capacity to do it. It's not good, bad, right, or wrong, but just know that you can't hold somebody accountable who doesn't get it. All right. And if you have somebody who's just not getting it, that might not be your best accountability partner. The second law of accountability is in order to be held accountable, you have to have the appropriate tools needed to do the task or the job. You can't say, I'm going to make $1 million this year when you don't even have the skill set to make $10,000 this year. When you don't have the tools to get the job done, that's not a put down. That's just a reality, right? The tools might be the right hardware, the right software, hand tools, machinery, capacity to do research, having mentorship, whatever that is. If you don't have the skill set or the tools able to do that, it makes it really hard for you to be held accountable. What I end up doing is saying, okay, you have some skills that you need to learn. Where can we go find those skills? Right? Maybe I can put on my training hat with that person. Maybe somebody else needs to put on their training hat with that person. But just know you have to have the tools in order to be able to do the job. You can't have a carpenter come into your house and not have a hammer when he's got nails. Right? Okay. Every woman knows we can take off a shoe and hit a nail into the wall. That's the wrong tool, but it's effective for a short minute. It's not going to do a whole build a house moment. Okay. So just know you have to have the right tools. And the third law of accountability is in order to be held accountable, you have to have the knowledge and training to do the job that is expected. If you don't have the knowledge and training, if you don't have those skill sets, if you don't know what you're going to do, right, you could get the skill sets from previous jobs, from going to college, technical training, online courses, webinars, all of those things. But sometimes you have to put your goal on hold in order for you to get the skill set that's needed. You got to have the right tools. You have to have the right skills, the right knowledge on how to use those tools, in essence. And you have to be mentally capable of doing it. And when I say mentally capable is a lot of times, look, there's a lot of mental health challenges going on right now, especially since COVID. Okay. The big C was a big pain. At the same time, if you're finding that you have an accountability partner and they just can't step up, they're just not capable of doing that. They don't have the right skill set to hold you accountable, and they don't have the right tools to hold you accountable. That's where you're going to end up having a problem. All right. And I don't want you to have a problem. I just want you to be aware of these laws of accountability so that you're successful when you do get an accountability partner. It's just knowledge. Put it back there in the back of your head. It's a skill for you to bring out when you need it. And just know that it's not meant to be a chore, right? Just know that it's just there, that you have it. So you ready to supercharge your success? Let me talk about partnering up for success, right? This is how you find the right accountability partner. So I wrote this whole chapter in a book. It was a co-authored book on partnering up for success. And it really talks about, you know, the accountability aspect that I'm talking about here, but it also teaches people how to create accountability partners for themselves. So I'm going to give you a few of those hints, tips, and ideas on that so that you can create the best accountability partner for yourself that you can. So the first thing I'm going to say is choose wisely. Find someone who's just as committed as you. Look, bonus points if they have humor and a love of a cup of hot cocoa for me, right? That's a bonus point. But it could be another entrepreneur. It could be your coach. It could be a mastermind group member. It could be somebody that you just partner up with who has similar kinds of business goals, you know, and you both are going for the next level, whatever that is. And you're both committed. You both have the skill set and tool set. So choose wisely. Interview accountability partners, in essence, right? Find the right person for you. Maybe there's a person that you know, but you just never reached out to ask if that would be something that they'd be interested in doing. And they might love the idea. So choose wisely. Once you choose an accountability partner, somebody to step in with, set some ground rules, right? How often will you check in with it? Right? Are you going to do it weekly? Are you going to do it daily? Are you going to do it monthly? And also ask each other, what happens if someone misses a goal? Do they need a gentle pep talk? Look, nobody needs a guilt trip. There's plenty of that out in the world. What is it if you miss reaching the goal of the week? What kind of support do they need? Ask them that. That's a ground rule. You also want to ask each other is if you don't show up on a call, what do we do about that? Right. There's been times when I've had two accountability partners at the same time. So there was a triad, the three of us. That way, if somebody didn't show up, we always had somebody. I would start with two people, you and one other person. And as you master that, you can add in a third person. But that's just another way of doing it. And then what you want to do is you want to share your goals. Right? Be honest about what you want to achieve. No goal is too big and no goal is too small. Well, maybe. There's a whole different train of thought on that one, but just set a goal for the week. Set a goal for the month, whatever that is for you too. And then review your progress. Celebrate the wins. Troubleshoot any hiccups that came up. Share those motivational memes, right, in a text. Keep people motivated. Right? Because remember that motivation weans off like that espresso shot, right? So, you know, review your guys' progress, check in with each other, and then make adjustments as needed. Now, life happens, okay? Be flexible, keep the partnership supportive. Don't let people get away with, you know, not having commitment because that doesn't support you. But understand sometimes you have to be flexible. Those are the things that I would just say are the most important things for partnering up for success is choose wisely who you're going to choose as an accountability partner. Set the ground rules in place. When are you going to meet? How long are you going to meet for? What happens if somebody misses the goal or misses the meeting? Share your goals, review your progress, and adjust as needed. And if you want to dig in deeper into all of those, the technique and where I really dig in deeper, then join, get a copy of Partner Up for Success. It's in the Hive Hangout. So if you join me in the Hive Hangout, come over there. That way you can build a really solid accountability partnership. I don't know about you, but it's been working for me for many years. Not only do I have accountability partners, I also have a mastermind that I'm part of, right? I find ways to get people to support me, to help me grow, or I wouldn't be at the level that I am in business. 33 years in business, over 70 employees, multi-million dollar corporation. These are the budgets that I'm working with. It didn't happen just suddenly out of the blue. It wasn't by happenstance. It was because I created accountability that got my butt moving so that we as a company could grow. And that's what I would like to have for you as well. I want you to grow. I want you to have that accountability because I know the value of it. Okay. So when it comes to holding people accountable, I just want to say is ask them questions. Don't tell them how they're supposed to do it. Use open-ended questions to help them uncover solutions for themselves. Right? And then match communication styles. A lot of people don't understand this, but some people, they need gentle nudges. While other people, they need a good hype woman moment. So find out what they need in that moment and then create it. If you see that they're all hyped up, you need to match that energy. Don't be the one to bring them down because you're feeling bad about your goal. All right. And then document everything. Keep track of it. Keep track of your commitments. Review them regularly and see what you need to do differently. Because the only way for you to have a strategic goal is to be strategic about it. Okay. How about some common pitfalls? I'm going to share with you some of those and how you can possibly avoid them when it comes to accountability. The first one is sometimes a pitfall is a belief block, thinking that you should be able to do it alone. Okay. The truth is even Wonder Woman had backup. Okay. You are not meant to do this alone. You're not meant to do life alone. You are not a hermit. Okay. The second pitfall to avoid is, let me see those perfectionists out there. Perfectionist paralysis, right? Huh. Waiting until everything is perfect before you start. How's that serving you, ladies? Spoil alert, it will never be perfect. From a recovering perfectionist, I know this. So just know, don't wait for that because that is a pitfall that gets you stuck and doesn't get you the accountability support that you need. And the third pitfall that I would want to share with you is overcomplicating it. Look, ladies, this does not have to be hard. It does not have to be complicated. You do not have to have a spreadsheet that's perfect to, you don't need all that. Keep your accountability process simple and doable, right? If it's not simple, you're not going to do it. Start simple. You can always advance it a little bit more as you continue to grow in the skill set and with the right partners. So don't get stuck in those pitfalls. When in doubt, remember progress over perfection. A little laughter can go a long, 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 long way. So don't make it hard. Make it simple. Make it fun. Make it enjoyable at least, right? I don't want you to go, I gotta get on my accountability call with my accountability partner. And it feels like drudgery. Like, no, I want to go, I have a call tomorrow. Oh, I didn't do this part. I'm going to go get it done before I get on that call because I don't ever want to tell my accountability partner that I didn't do it. I'm telling you, when in the right space, I don't ever want to tell them. I don't ever want to say I didn't do it. I have occasionally, I have assistant, so a virtual gal who does a lot of my web stuff, and she rebuilds my website and stuff like that. And sometimes I do get on the call and I go, okay, I didn't get my homework done. And she goes, I noticed. And I go, yeah. So it'll be done as soon as we get off the call, I'll make sure it gets done. And she goes, okay. Right. So you have to really think about, for you, do you really want to go to that accountability call without having your homework done, without doing what you said that you were going to do? Because that's what that whole thing is all about. All right, superheroes, it's time to unleash your accountability superpower. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. Find your partner, follow the rules and the laws, and watch your business and your confidence soar. Your action step this week, reach out to somebody that you trust and invite them to be your accountability partner. Share this episode. Share how that accountability partnership went. Start a conversation. And let's make magic happen together in business, okay? If you love today's episode, leave a review, share it with your power team, and don't forget to subscribe. For more tips and tools, visit KimberlyBorgans.com and check out the Hive Hangout. Until next time, keep rocking those heels, those goals, and that superhero spirit. Be blessed. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.